Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Our focus will be on the piano this week. We'll hear charming pieces for solo piano by Marie Jael, born in the mid-19th century, and a high-energy piano concerto of Nancy Galbraith, born in the mid-20th century. Marie Jael, she spells her name J-A-E-U-M-L-A-T-L-L, was quite a fascinating character. A renowned pianist of her day as well as an accomplished composer, she gave up both those activities at the peak of her success in favor of teaching as she became fascinated with the possibilities of a scientific approach to pedagogy. To begin at the beginning, Marie Jael Trautmann was born in 1846 in Steinselz, a village north of Alsace. Her father was a farmer and the mayor of the village. Her mother, very cultivated and with a strong personality, encouraged the musical gifts of her daughter and organized her first concerts. When she was 10, her mother took her to Paris to study with Henri Hertz, a famous piano teacher in the Conservatory of Paris. He kept her as a student until she could be registered at the conservatory. After only 4 months there, she obtained the first prize of piano at the age of 15. She had already toured the large European cities with great success. The critic of the Paris Musical Gazette wrote, "She restored freshness and life to the piece. One believed to have never heard it yet, so much she marked it with the seal of her individual nature. Her higher mechanism, her beautiful style, her play, deliciously moderate, with an irreproachable purity, an exquisite taste, a lofty elegance, constantly filled the audience with wonder." When Marie was 20, she married Alfred Jael in the Church of La Madeleine in Paris. He was 15 years older than she, a pianist of international fame, a pupil of Chopin, and a friend of Liszt, who became a mentor and a friend of Marie. She lived in the company of the most prestigious writers and poets of the time, André Gide, Paul Valéry, Mallarmé. Meanwhile, Marie Jael studied composition with César Franck and Camille Saint-Saëns, who introduced her to the Society of Music Composers in 1887, extremely rare for a woman at that time. I'll continue the story later, but now let's hear a set of Valse Mélancolique pour piano by Marie Jael with Alexandre Sorel at the piano.